The scene is typical. A child is having a meltdown in a grocery store parking lot, but the source of strife seems uncommon for a four-year-old. Red-faced and sobbering, Abby Evans says she just can't take it anymore.
I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
That's why you're crying? Oh, it'll be over soon, Abby. Okay? The election will be over soon, okay?
Okay.
Abby's mom, Elizabeth, says she was listening to NPR on the way to the store when Abby broke down. Elizabeth's taken her daughter to political rallies and watched the debates with her, all with the hope of creating a well-informed citizen.
I mean, I want her to be involved in the process and understand, you know, that it's an awesome right to be able to choose who's going to be the president, you know. It's just a shame that we dwell on such harsh facets of more general issues.
And this election has brought some real whoppers. Take Todd Akin's senatorial campaign in Missouri and that ever-present R-word. And then there are the political ads.
Part of what happens is that parents just are assuming that their child isn't paying attention because it's not made for them. And it is true they don't understand it.
Sandra Calvert chairs the psychology department at Georgetown University and heads up the Children's Digital Media Center. She says there is such a thing as background media exposure, where kids consume programming that's not targeted at them. And if they happen to catch a negative TV or radio ad, they can pick up on the emotion but not understand the entire context.
They're picking up on the tones and that it's distressing and that it causes them to feel uncomfortable.
Calvert says parents should talk to their kids about what they're hearing and consider shifting their media consumption to after their kids have gone to sleep. And last but not least, mute the political commercials. But we probably didn't have to tell you that one. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.